The 60,000-seat National Stadium was half full, and there were cheers whenever the screen showed Mr. Tsvangirai sitting in the VIP tent. The few who cheered when the screen turned onto Mr. Mugabe's face were a large group of women from the Apostolic Church, traditional supporters of ZANU-PF. Before the celebrations began, new Finance Minister Tendai Biti said there had been progress since the inclusive government was sworn in this past February. He said civil servants were now receiving wages and that Zimbabwe's hyperinflation had disappeared. He also said there were what he called toxic areas within the new administration which depended on Mr. Mugabe for resolution. He said many democracy issues remained outstanding, such as new media and writing a new constitution.
There are areas where we're not performing. There should be no reason why people right now should still be going to farms and feeding farms. Do so now when we're about to plant the winter crop, when we're about to plant wheat. It's a problem. I think you're trying to sabotage this inclusive government. There are certain points we've scored. There's peace in this country. You can now wake up knowing that no junta, no fascist, no militia is going to burn your house. I'm appealing to our leaders to help clear the toxic issues. And a lot rests in President Mugabe, because he can stop all these things that are deep-branding Zimbabwe. We're trying to build a new Zimbabwe.
ZANU-PF Minister responsible for gender, Olivia Muchena, says Zimbabwe's inclusive government had made achievements. Before it was established, she said the country reached what she called ground zero when the Zimbabwe dollar plunged. So far, it had no value.
Because we had gone through a period of a depression, things were not settled, things were unstable. Then we went through a period when we didn't have a government. So it is necessary to restore the vibrance that the Zimbabweans are known for. We've just been in government for slightly more than a month, 1 month, and government is not instant coffee.
When he spoke, President Mugabe did not blame the West for Zimbabwe's collapse and said everyone wanted sanctions, which are largely travel bans on ZANU-PF elite, removed.
This year's independence celebrations are indeed unique, because they give us that opportunity to celebrate as one united and peaceful family. For while we may hold different beliefs, the liberation of our country should be an achievement we all cherish nationally.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton praised Zimbabwe's unity government on the 29th anniversary of Zimbabwe's independence from Britain, saying the transitional government has made progress toward reforms that will benefit the country's people. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.